Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and we are so delighted that you're going to be with us for the next 2 hours. Be sure and mark it down. You want to join us each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time, and also, we want to take time right now to promote our brand new app, because all of your listeners out there, you guys challenged us to step it up a notch, so we are providing a brand new, a better mobile app, and we've responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app, available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gal Media. Stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. And perhaps you don't have an iOS or Android device. No worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. Internet connection is required and normal data rates apply. Of course, we are inside the Quicken Loans studios. All of our guests tonight are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And what a great way to kick off our show. NBA All-Star Week. And it is in the rearview mirror. We're going to kick it up a notch because we've invited to start off tonight's program the great Joe George, who is the co-host on Nothing But Net with Troy Hudson, and a big, big program. I just want to say congratulations. You guys did an outstanding job on Thursday night. Jamal Crawford on your show. That's like applause. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great to have Jamal on. I've always been a big fan of his ever since the Bulls traded for him when he first got drafted. I was a big fan of Jamal when he was in Chicago and followed his career, and so that was a really cool moment for me to talk to him and kind of get the inside of the Clippers, because I mean, before the season, Troy and I both picked the Clippers to get to the finals. It's changed a little bit because no one expected the Warriors to do this, but it was cool to talk to Jamal and get some insight on the trade deadline and what that's like in the locker room, and overall just about the Clippers season this year.
And tell all of our listeners across the country tonight, give us a sense of what he shared in terms of what direction that this team is headed in terms of, obviously, Blake Griffin. I mean, he's out right now.
Yeah, I asked Jamal if he thought that the Clippers were better off without Griffin, because some people in the media are speculating that because they've only lost like 5 games since he's been out, which is, I think it's a ludicrous thought, and he concurred that view. I mean, he said that there's no way that they're better without Blake Griffin, because what they're doing now, it adds the bench depth when you put Blake Griffin back in that lineup. He's one of their leaders. He's one of the best players in the NBA still. I would take Blake Griffin over a lot of guys, regardless of the situation that occurred with him and his friend. He made it pretty clear that they're not better without Blake Griffin.
I know coming into the season, Joe, you had shared with us on our program that you're really excited about in terms of the depth that the Clippers have. But now my question is, here we are, we're rounding out the month of February. Are they a championship contender? Where are they? Give us a pulse of where the Clippers are at this point.
Well, the Clippers are where everyone else is right now. They're 5 steps behind the Warriors, and like everyone else, the conversation is going to, should they blow it up this summer? I mean, because are you going to win with this core? I'm not sure. If I'm the Clippers, I'm giving it one more full season all the way through next year. You know, the Warriors, unless they are going to be this decade's and this generation's 90s Bulls, I mean, you should still have a good chance next year to win a championship. And they have to make better moves. Doc Rivers needs help. Lance Stevenson, it's not working. Josh Smith, it didn't work. They sent him back to Houston. Mm-hmm. So they need to make better acquisitions in the offseason for this team and really figure out a way to make them a championship contender that can compete with the Warriors from top to bottom.
You're listening to The Voice. The familiar voice, of course, is Joe George, our very own from YSR. He is the co-host on Nothing But Net Thursday nights. Check it out, 8 to 10 Eastern time. What were your takeaways from the NBA All-Star Weekend? Obviously, that slam dunk contest, that was huge.
Well, going into the weekend, I was like, Draymond Green versus Kevin Hart in 3-point shootout was going to be more fun than the dunk contest. And while I was proven wrong, thankfully, this has been, I think it's the best dunk competition in my lifetime that, you know, like I'm really remember. Vince Carter was great, but he was still kind of a solo performance. I never really bought into the whole Dwight Howard Superman outfit stuff and JaVale McGee blowing out a candle or whatever. Yeah. So it's like, to me, I think this has been the best dunk contest in at least a decade, if maybe not one of the best of all time. The 3-point shootout was great and super competitive. It was a great weekend. The game itself was meh, but the Rising Stars Challenge was fantastic. I mean, it showed some guys that like aren't doing anything, like Mario Hezonja from Magic, who was a top draft pick this year. He's barely playing, but he looked electric in that game. Jabari Parker, he went front and center. I mean, he dunked on Kristaps Porzingis. As a Chicagoan, I freaked out when I saw it. I was so happy to see Jabari do that. But overall, I thought it was a great, great weekend.
Who's going to win the Rookie of the Year? Will it be Kristaps?
Oh, no, it's Karl-Anthony Towns.
Okay, all right. I just wanted your clarification on that.
Karl-Anthony Towns is a one-of-kind player. People say Kristaps is, and this draft class is incredible because there's so much talent. Like, you got Devin Booker emerging slowly, and Stanley Johnson's playing great in Detroit. Justice Winslow's doing okay in Miami. But when you look at Karl-Anthony Towns, Kristaps Porzingis, and Jahlil Okafor, it's almost like they're changing the game again. They're bigs. Like, it's Karl-Anthony Towns is a really special player, and we saw that in the skills challenge. He beat Isaiah Thomas.
He can handle the rock, yeah.
I mean, it was incredible. He was hitting threes. I mean, he was doing everything he could. I'm so impressed with Karl-Anthony Towns and just overall the Timberwolves this season.
Well, unfortunately, one of the teams I'm not impressed with, we're talking about players, but is your Chicago Bulls. They just continue to free fall. How do you fix it?
Well, you don't. You don't. You can't fix it. It's a lot of injuries.
Could you have ever anticipated this, though?
No. It's I guess it's your nightmare when you make a severe change, when you go from like a military style coach in Tom Thibodeau, where every single minute of practice is documented for, and everything going on is just absolutely crazy with them. And you bring in Fred Hoiberg, who's so much more chill and relaxed, and you know Jimmy Butler earlier in the season, and calling him out for wanting to do. Just yell at the players more. It's not working. And then Jimmy gets injured. Derek's playing well at times this year. I think it's the best Derek's played since he tore his ACL the first time. But you lose Nikola Mirotic to an appendix injury, and now he's lost 15 pounds. You don't know what he's going to look like going forward. It's just you lose Joakim Noah. The offense doesn't fit with Fred Hoiberg. The roster, it doesn't click. I think you got to blow it up. I think you got to give it one more year. With Fred, I think he deserves one more year. He really does. But it wouldn't shock me if they make a change this summer. It really wouldn't.
You know, you don't like to have a defeatist mindset, but it seems like the Chicago Bulls, that they've been snake bit.
Yeah, and they don't play hard. And that's what makes me so mad about this team, because Taj Gibson keeps talking about how, like, there's no intensity and how they don't show up to work. And
Did they play hard last year, though, for Tom?
Yeah, but he almost like referenced like new players. There's one new player on this roster from last year, and that's Bobby Portis. The mindset doesn't change with your coach. This team is lost, and they don't want to fight for each other. They don't want to fight for a championship. And I don't know if that starts with Derek. I don't know if it starts with the rumors that Jimmy is not a good leader in the locker room already, and that's clear, that he's maybe not the guy. He's more of a James Harden. He's a B. He's not an A. And maybe that's what this is, but honestly, I think the Bulls, they might not be good for a long, long time.
What is your perception of the Eastern Conference? Who's going to make that strong second-half push?
Oh, it's Boston. I love Boston. Yeah. I'm all in. I'm disappointed they didn't make a major move, because, honestly, if they would have made a move for Pau Gasol, Greg Monroe, even Dwight Howard, I think they take down Cleveland in the playoffs. I think they're that good. Brad Stevens is phenomenal. He is a top-notch coach. And it's his third year, and they're the 3 seed right now. It's incredible what Boston's doing. If you're a Celtics fan, man, you are in one of a kind shape, because you also have the Nets draft picks. I mean, you have the Nets draft picks for the next, like, 3 years. You're going to have a top 3 draft pick this year and be the 3 seed in the East. It's incredible.
You know, it is incredible. You talk about the Celtics. Let's pull up the mic and bring in Elliot King, our producer, who's actually relocating back to Indianapolis. We're going to miss you. You've done an amazing job
on the show. Thank you.
Talk to me about your Pacers. Just give me a quick hit, like 30 seconds or so. Are they going to make the playoffs?
They're going to make the playoffs, but not as high as a seed as I would like. They started off high early. They were, like, in the top 4, top 5 teams, but Paul George has kind of cooled off with his 3-point shooting. He's still jacking them up, but he's not making as high as a percentage. So they'll probably squeak in like a lower 7th to 8th seed.
Well, it is just fascinating to watch. Joe, we appreciate you coming on tonight, and we look forward to more of your reports in the weeks to come. Okay?
Yeah, thank you, Biggie.
Okay, and thanks so much, Elliot, for all that you've done.
Thank you.
Stick around. We got much more straight ahead in the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and connect with us online at Twitter @ERadioSports. We will be right back.